And welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And we are doing a hangout episode for episode 121. I am at home. However, Jen is not. So you may hear, yes, some Portuguese bird background noises. You know, whatever. Sure, just living your life. It's cool. the last time we hung out was March 13th, which was probably... Crazy. When was the last time we actually hung out? I don't even know.
Because we were supposed to go to that astrology thing.
That was when it was every rain Friday, winter.
Yeah.
Winter Friday rainstorm.
Yeah. Weekend winter storm time.
We also had the Friday storm this weekend.
Oh, good. Lovely.
So we're back to normal.
Fantastic. So good to know.
Yes. Yeah. So what have you been up to since mid-March?
I've mostly been in Europe.
2 months ago. Yeah, man.
Because I've been in Europe since mid-April. Like an insane person.
No, this is a thing where then, like, now you can, like, write a book about going to Europe for 2 months.
Sure, about for, like, 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. before that, I did some roller skating classes. That was fun.
Oh, that's right. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I think the last time I actually proper roller skated would have been in grade 6 when we went to Thunder Bay for the exchange, and then we all went roller skating. And I just remember...
We'll have to go to a roller rink.
And obviously at that point in time, the Crisscross album was the album.
Oh, yes.
On tape, obviously.
Of course.
So I just have, like, vivid memories of that roller skating rink randomly in Thunder Bay.
That's incredible.
In, like, circa 1992.
Perfect.
93. I can't remember if it was definitely grade 6, but I can't remember which part, so somewhere, yeah.
Nice.
Somewhere, you know, 30 years ago. It's fine.
Amazing.
I was talking to someone about, like, degrees and graduating and this and that, and I was like, oh, crap. I graduated university 20 years ago this year.
Oh, damn.
And I went, what? That can't be. Oh.
Yep.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been existential crisising. No.
I mean, so have I, but I've been doing it in Europe, so
yeah.
It's a little bit better, I think.
Oh, man. I did not go as far. I went to Boston and Concord, as always.
Yeah.
Which was quite nice. It was, like, pre-spring, like, not... I feel like the last time I went, it was, like, those couple weeks difference just really made, like... Mm. The spring difference, but the weather was nice, and I saw things, and drank all the coffee. I actually did writing, like, 2 days in a row. Have I really written since then? A little bit. But that's because I've recently, in the last 2 weeks, made, like, a major switch up to my story and to the one character, so I have to, like, adapt everything that I've already switched, so that's fine. And, yeah, you know, Boston is Boston, as always. I went to TCAF, which is the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, which was amazing, also, as always.
Amazing.
I know this year, I feel like, was that small? No, like, it was the same size this year, just, it's because, like, they always have different people, like, they purposely make sure to, like, have different artists and stuff, so, like, it's, some of the, like, you know, like, bookstores or whatever, like, they get in, but, like, the actual, like, artists, they purposely, like, switch it up every year, so it's not the same ones every time. So that was really neat. And I met Tengu, who was, like, the coolest. And I'm only remembering now that, like, she had messaged, and when I was saying I was going to New York, and she was like, oh my god, we should meet up, and then I totally forgot, because, like...
Oh, no.
Obviously, the last 2 weeks have just been pure chaos. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, man.
But yeah, just like an absolute delight of a person. I bought her comic. She gave me sparkles. I was sold.
That's amazing.
She had like a bucket of sparkles on that. Because the comic comes in like the plastic sleeve. And she was like, here, take sparkles. So I shook sparkles into the bag.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
So yeah, so that was definitely the highlight. She was super fun. And now we're Instagram friends, so that's cool.
Nice. Yeah. Love that.
And then, yeah, then I was just, as I said, I was in New York for work. One of the most fun things is, so McNally Jackson, which is one of the bookstores that I usually go to there, partially because it's in Soho and that's where I work. They moved up the street, down the street, over on the street anyway.
Okay.
I guess it was east to west. So I'm like, I don't know if that's up or down the street.
Oh, yeah, I don't know either.
Because numbers wise, I can't. I think they went to a higher number. So is that up the street if you're going sideways? I don't know how it works.
I don't know either.
They went to the left and opened a new location, which is like amazing. It's so beautiful. Like it felt compact. Like, you know, on like you have just enough kind of like space to like walk through the things, like everything's really tall, and like it felt, you felt like surrounded, but in that like really good, like books.
Nice.
I think there was even a second floor, which I didn't even get to. I got distracted. I bought a pen. I didn't even have paper with me. I only had my iPad, but I was like, oh, this pen's cute. I need a pen. And then, yeah, then they just like, everything was just cool. And like, cause it's like, you know, an independent bookstore. I think they have three locations, two for sure. But yes, and obviously, like, I bought a couple books. Why would I not haul hardcovers?
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
Back. But yeah, so I just did that. And then I went to, like, literally, like, two new coffee shops every single day just to, like, find all the coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
And then now it's just here. It's the Canadian long weekend where, I mean, we're partying it up in the sense that literally nothing's happening. I did leave my apartment yesterday. I went and got bubble tea and some
very good
cheese for my sandwiches, but that's
nice.
That's the extent of what I've done since March 13th.
I've been eating all of the Portuguese custard tarts that I've
hate
my hands
so
on.
Much. I can't even explain to you how much
they're
I hate you.
So good that I don't even understand.
I had a Portuguese tart donut.
Ooh, yum.
So yeah,
like straight up, I'm going to have to like hit up like Little Portugal and try and find the best version of a Portuguese custard tart that I can when I get home, because I'm going to go through withdrawal.
Yeah, there's got to be some. I've had the ones at St. Lawrence Market a lot, and like, you know, at, like the one bakery there. So like those are like really good, because like, but I don't know if, but they're not necessarily like extra Portuguese, you know, whereas the ones.
Right.
Over by like where Anya used to live there, that was like super Portuguese tart land. I was like, oh, I want Portuguese tarts.
They're so, I don't even understand how delicious they are.
I know. It's just
unreal.
Good. Amazing. What do you have planned for the summer when you get back? What are we looking forward to? My subtle way for you to plug. Well, yes.
Currently they're dwindling. which I did know I was going to do, but it's like I forgot that I'd have to feed myself the entire time I was away. And it turns out that feeding yourself for 7 weeks while you're away is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So we're going with it. That's cool. What else am I doing? I'm probably just like mostly hanging out in Toronto and Burlington, because what else am I going to do? I spent all my money on this, so it's not like I can do anything else. I will probably go to my friend's cottage at some point in July, because that's something we usually try and do. I actually think we have a date for it. I need to make sure I've put that in my calendar. And then I'm hosting yoga and writing retreats. So one in July 17th, and one in September, second weekend of September, I think. Which is technically still summer.
Yeah.
So that's I'm doing that. Everything else is just probably like, I don't know, hanging by the pool at my parents' place and like working whatever jobs I can find in Toronto to try and make myself money and also afford rent.
Yes. Would you like to tell the people about the said writing retreats and whatnot?
I will do the plug. I will absolutely do the plug. So it's going to be 4 days in Fort Erie. We are doing, so my sister Laurel is a yoga instructor. Actually, she just finished her 300 hours yoga teacher training
cool.
in what brought us here in the first place. So that's really cool. So she's going to be teaching yoga sessions. We're going to do like morning yoga and evening yoga. And then we're going to be doing morning pages and like guided journaling prompts, basically. Like I'll have some prompts for people who don't know what to write about. And then we'll do a couple writing workshops as well, just to like get some, you know, get the juices flowing, get some sort of like dip your toes into the kind of writer's workshop feedback type situation. And then, yeah, and then just like hang out at this really gorgeous lakefront property in Fort Erie. Like it's absolutely stunning.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's going to be a really fun like way to sort of link yoga and writing in a way to sort of like get yourself into a less self-critical state for your writing.
Yeah, I think that's really good because it's that kind of like,
yeah,
obviously like they're both two things that I really like to do, but then at the same time they're both probably places where I would be self-critical, and like it's just that kind of, you know, chill yourself out with the yoga, get yourself, you know, and then like jump into
exactly
other stuff.
Like yeah. Amazing. Very like mind body, you know, connection type of I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I've been reading all the writing books while I'm here to like prepare.
Amazing.
Yeah,
cool.
What do you have planned for the spring slash summer?
I mean, there's, you know, there'll be another work trip to New York at some point.
Nice.
I think it's July. I don't know. They keep moving things around and no one knows what's going on. And, you know, I'll take my free trips to New York. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Valid. Absolutely.
Even though, like, I didn't really do anything this time. Well, I mean, I went to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, which was really nice.
Oh, that's fine.
But, yeah, I was mostly just chilling at the hotel and finding all the coffee shops, which, I mean, those are also just things that's I'm perfectly fine with doing those things.
Yeah,
I don't need to like
great.
Go out and party every night. So that'll happen. I'm just glad that we're back to like balcony reading season.
Yes.
That's what I did yesterday after my big adventure for cheese and bubble tea. But I went out there for like hours, and it was actually like nicer on the balcony than it was in my apartment. My apartment was quite cold.
Oh, that's so funny.
Which is,
your heat was off.
Yeah, like usually like my apartment's blasting hot. Yeah, the whole morning I was like, I'm really cold, I don't want to go outside, and then I was like, oh, it's nice outside. So yeah, balcony reading. So and despite the squirrel apocalypse of a couple years ago, I'm going to be. So yeah, I didn't do anything last year because I was mad.
That's fair.
But I really want green and flowers this year. So if I'm feeding the squirrels, then I guess I'm feeding the squirrels. So that's one plan. And then because of the pandemic, I hate everything in my apartment.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's understandable. I get it.
So the plan is to slowly start replacing everything.
Nice.
I've ordered a new mattress. So we're starting there, which is not really a visual change, but...
No,
slowly.
But that's a nice place to start. Like,
yeah. It was on sale. I was like, okay, fine. Let's do this.
Nice.
But yeah, just, you know, I want to get a new bed frame, new dresser, maybe new couch, maybe a new desk. Ugh, keep getting ads for a standing desk because I guess, I don't know, my phone just knows that I work from home.
Oh my God.
So I might. I mean, that's at the bottom of the list though.
That's fair.
Bed frame, dresser, couch, that kind of stuff. Yeah. More like, you know, visual, like
yeah for sure.
And a writing desk for the living room instead of my little table
great.
That I have there. I want to get a writing desk instead.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's my only plans. I mean, it's summer, right? Like we're not summer girls.
We're not.
We're stay inside air conditioning girls.
Yeah. We'll do some cafe visiting.
Yeah, well, and I guess maybe that's summer. Another plan is to like do more coffee shop adventuring and writing here. I'm really good at doing it, like, when I'm in Boston and New York, like, literally every day. But, yeah, doing that here.
Yes.
Is definitely a summer plan. And I want to go to Little Ghost Books. I was going to go there this weekend, but then I also was just like, I have just got back from New York. I don't want to go anywhere or do anything.
No, that's fine. We can make an adventure out there.
And then...
when I'm back.
And word on the street is actually next weekend.
Nice.
Was gonna go with Katie, but I think their entire household just came down with
oh dear
the capital C letter words again.
Oh,
again
no. well.
So we'll see how it is by next weekend. It might just be me.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, in relation to TCAF and word on the street, so that'll be something, hopefully. By the time you're listening to this, maybe it'll be, well, it'll be a couple days from then, so.
I know, I keep missing TCAF. I'm sad about that.
I know. And yeah, and then now word on the street. Stop living your life, Genevieve.
I know. God.
But yeah, you know, that's the usual. We're pretty chill.
Yeah.
So now we know you have been adventuring here, there, and everywhere. Have you been reading?
You know, it's funny because I should be. I have gotten some reading done. Yeah. Not nearly as much as I had originally planned. Just because, because I have been doing so much.
Yeah.
I just end up being exhausted at the end of my day. So, like, I was much better when I was in Porto.
Yeah.
I'd got quite a bit of reading done, but it slowed down a little.
But, I mean, it's also different, right? That's so, okay. Like, me going to Boston or New York, like, those are places that I've been. So even if I do have a few, you know, adventures here and there, it's easier to just, like, sit somewhere and then read or whatever. But, like, you're somewhere where there's all kinds of things you've never done and never seen before. So, like, you kind of have to do all the stuff.
Well, in the first 2 weeks that I was in Spain were very go, go, go. So it was, like, we were just in, like, so many cities very quickly that I didn't have quite as much time to, you know, settle in and read.
Mm-hmm.
So I did more of that once I was in Porto and Sintra, because I was in both of those places for, like, 10 days each.
Yeah.
And this week, actually, we're at, like, a beach side town, so that's going to be really chill. I don't really have any plans other than sitting by a pool or, like, sitting on a beach or sitting at a coffee shop to do that. So hopefully more reading, but...
What have you read?
I've read, all the books we've done for the podcast, of course.
Yeah.
So most recently, The Writing Life by Annie Dillard, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Coffee Gets Cold.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
What else did we do? Was that, that's, oh, Sing Nightingale. That was the other one.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So all those ones. And then I read, because I've been trying to read books for comp titles for my YA witch books, so just like comparative ones. So I read These Witches Don't Burn and This Coven Won't Break, which is like a duology.
Okay.
By Isabel Sterling, which is about teenage witches.
Cool.
Actually, it's going to work really great for a comp title, so I'm really excited about that.
Awesome.
Because I really had no idea what I was going to do for that. I was like, practical magic? It's so old and not YA.
Yeah.
But I am currently reading The Book of Magic, actually, just to see if that one might have any, you know.
I started that literally like last year when I went to Boston. I can't even remember how far I got in. I really liked it, but then I haven't, it's just, you know. Reading these past 2 years, even though, like, in the end now I've actually read a lot in the last couple years, it's just hard to focus is more of the situation.
No, I understand. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm also in the midst of reading The Neverending Story, which I was going at a really good clip until I got to the point where it diverges from the movie. Because basically the way the movie goes is it ends like the midpoint of the book, and then the second of Neverending Story is Bastion in Russia. I mean, it's still good. I am actually enjoying it again. I picked it up again and I was like, okay, I also only have like 2 days left on this hold, so I need to get reading because then it's going to disappear. But anyway, so I've been reading that, and then I also read Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Which is like a rom-com one. So I read that one because the other book that I have that I finished writing ages ago that I haven't looked at in 1,000 years, the one with like the multiple timelines. So Maybe in Another Life is like a diverging timeline. So it's two different timelines of the same character and her like two different love story type things. So I was sort of reading that just to see how she handled that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was... not my favorite.
Well, that's because I kept...
Like, not as good as her other books.
Well, and I feel like... Because, like, that's, like, an earlier
Yeah.
work, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Like, if you
honestly,
told me
like,
it was by a different writer, I would believe you.
yeah, well, because, right, because, like, so, like, the first one that we read was, like, Daisy Jones, and
Yes.
then we've done, like, Evelyn Hugo?
We
Yeah.
did. Yeah, Evelyn Hugo.
And I feel like even the newer one, which I have not read yet, Malibu Rising? I think I have it. I have not read it yet. Or wait, maybe that's this. I think there's also, like, another newer one yet.
Yeah, there's the Carousel back, I think,
Right.
is the other one.
Yeah. Like, it just, even like when you just like look up the books, like there's a two or three books that kind of seem like like the before Daisy Jones, and then all these other ones after. Like, it is just, yeah, they have a different feel. So, like, I've wondered about those, but then like the earlier ones, like that one, but then I've just kind of always been like, and again, obviously, we have 12,000 other books that like I should be reading, so I'm always like, yeah, well,
Right.
whatever, but
I am glad I read it because it was
yeah.
useful in seeing
Yeah.
how she did that and also just like sort of, deciding what I might do with mine. So
Yeah.
that
No,
was
and
good.
that's really good, like, that's absolutely
Yeah,
worth it. Oh,
exactly.
show. Cool.
Well,
Same for
you,
me,
that was
like
my
most
next
of
reading.
the book club books, like, so I did finish volume five of Fatal finally.
Nice. Okay, I still need to finish reading that.
So I know how like that series wraps up.
Woo.
Sing Nightingale, Before the Coffee Gets Cold, Fight Club, Writing Life, etc. And then I've read a few thrillers. So I read Survive the Night by
Oh,
Riley
nice.
Sager. I'm still one behind. He has a new one coming out this summer, and but I
Oh,
still
yeah.
haven't read the one that came out last summer, The House Across the Lake or something like that.
Right.
So I
Yep,
still have to
that sounds
get
right.
that one, and then the only one left, the last one left, or something comes out this summer, and it also sounds really good. So I'm trying to. Basically, what I need is for this last one to come out on sale on Kobo, because that's how I always get
Nice.
them.
Yes.
But yeah, Survive the Night was really good. I listened to Minor Feelings, An Asian American Reckoning
Oh,
by
cool. I
Kathy
have that book on
Burkham.
my shelf.
Yeah, it was really good. It was quite interesting. She's a poet, so some of it was just about her, like, experience writing, and then also like giving speeches and talks and stuff
Oh,
like that. But
nice.
then some of it also was tied to like different things that had, that have happened, especially in the
Right.
last few years and stuff. So it was kind of like a little bit of everything. Like, it's kind of memoir-y, but then it's essays, but then just tying into like the Asian American experience of the last few years and stuff. So it was pretty good.
Nice.
Did I finish any other audiobooks? No. Obviously not, because that would involve me walking and going outside, and I don't do that. But then I read The Night Shift by Alex Finlay, which is another thriller, and it's that same idea. Like, a lot of, well, I mean, I feel it's just kind of like the way that thrillers work now, where there's like the multiple storylines, or like, so basically, like, this murder happens at the Dairy Queen in like a small town on like New Year's Eve of Y2K. And they work at a block. Sorry, it happens at a Blockbuster.
Oh my God.
Hilarious. And then like another murder that's very similar happens at a Dairy Queen in the small town. So like, and it's like these girls are killed. So it's kind of this jumping back and forth of like,
Oh, interesting.
the people who survived and then like are still in the town, but then like the new murder, but then like solving the old murder. So that was pretty cool. And I read Nice House on the Lake Volume 2, which was one of the graphic novels that I read
Oh,
in
right.
spooky season last year, and then it just like
Yeah.
ended, and I was like, no. So I got volume two. So it sort of wraps up, but I think there's still meant to be more, or maybe like some sort of expansion, or adjacent or something. But either way,
Okay.
it's really good. I really liked it.
Nice.
And then shout out to Hoopla.
Yeah.
And they're so like, Hoopla is a digital library platform thing. You can get it on like your Apple TV and watch like movies and listen to music, but then on my iPad or your phone, it also has like a kabillion comics and graphic novels.
Yeah, I love that. That's
For
so good.
everyone who doesn't know, we obviously know.
Yes.
That was just my like plug for support your local library
Yeah.
and Hoopla.
Indeed.
But you only have so many borrows per month.
Right.
I think because we live in the city, we get eight. My friend lives in the suburbs, she
Oh,
gets
okay.
12 because she has a different library.
What?
Yeah, Katie, because she's on like Oshawa or Whitby or something, kind of Durham library crap.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they always have like a list of stuff that discounts as like free borrows for the month.
Oh, nice. Canopy does that too with their movies. You get like 8 credits, but they also have movies that don't count towards that.
So I was trying to like flip through there. So I read a couple of like YA middle grade-ish
Oh,
graphic
nice.
novels. One was The Girl and the Glim by India Swift. And this girl like moves to a new town, so it's her like trying to like kind of adjust to like going to a new school. But then also there's like weird supernatural stuff happens.
Fun.
And then that one definitely like ended because like clearly there's more in the series, and I was like, no.
Oh,
But the main character's name is Bridget, and it's spelled
no.
exactly my way, which
Oh,
has never happened in my entire life.
yay.
I have never been able to have a pen with my name on it or anything like that. And the other one was Junkwraith by Eleanor Richley, who's, I want to say Swedish,
Oh, cool.
Nordic of some kind. And like the main character is a figure skater, but then it's kind of revolving how like you can't just like throw stuff away. Like they're sort of like junk police, but more in that like not like not necessarily like recycling, like oh plastic, glass, whatever, but more that like just like throwing stuff away. And then like, because if you just throw stuff away and if you don't like reuse it or give whatever, you can create like a junk wraith, which is basically this like
Oh, that's
weird
cool.
junk ghosty thing. And then there's like a place outside the city limits where the like the stuff goes and stuff like that. And it
I love that.
so yeah, so it kind of has aspects of that, but then it's also just about like the main character kind of figuring herself out and like that like she's actually like in love with her best friend. So it's actually like has like queer representation, which like is
Oh,
not,
nice.
it's not like screaming that at all, but it's just kind of like then all of a sudden at the end you're like, oh hey, wait a minute,
Nice.
this was adorable, and like
I love that.
so those are good. And then I also read Daisy Dirker, which is another thriller, who's Allison Feeney. So like it was kind of all over Bookstagram, and I think that, what was that, His and Hers was
Was
one
gonna
I
say
saw a
that
lot.
one sounds really familiar.
So it was really good, and definitely it was kind of like a closed like locked door mystery on an island
Oh, cool.
thing. But then went a direction I was not expecting. And like
Interesting.
in a, in a good way. In a like, 'cause the whole time you're trying to like figure out
Okay.
obviously who it is it somebody else that you don't know is there, whatever, and then it was something. None of those things.
Crazy.
So yeah, so it's felt, I haven't felt like I've
Nice.
been reading, but like I definitely have
But
been.
clearly you have.
Yeah, so. Because yeah, I
Well,
think
that's
on my
good.
story graph I'm doing okay, I think.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to keep track of mine, so I need to like go through that and like actually
That's like my one thing where I'm
input
just like,
all
oh my
of
god, I just
my.
finished a book I have to do, like.
Oh my God, I've been so bad with it. I was for a while like really good of like keeping up with both Goodreads and StoryGraph.
Yeah, no.
And then I was just using StoryGraph, and now I'm using nothing.
Yeah, I'm at 22 books, so I'm ahead by three
Nice.
books. I'm at 4,300 pages, so I'm ahead by like 400 pages.
Amazing. Amazing.
And I'm at 19 hours listened, so I'm ahead by a few
Oh, that's
hours on my listening
fantastic.
too. As
Yeah, I keep
always.
meaning to download some audiobooks so that I can listen to it. Maybe I'll do that
Yeah.
so that I can listen to one while I'm on the bus back to Lisbon.
Yeah, I have a
Because.
bunch, like, I think it was just because, I don't know, February, March was weird, so I, because it's like
Right.
cold, so you don't go, I don't go out as much and listen as much. And then, like, in Boston and New York, I find myself, I guess maybe just because it's like a different place, I don't necessarily like to have my headphones in when I'm walking around.
I understand that.
Just to, like, have, and, like, not necessarily like, in Boston, I definitely listen to it, but I think it's more of a New York thing just because it's like, oh, it's New York, and like, oh. But I feel like I have a few, because yeah, I started listening to the Book of Phobias and Manias,
Oh,
which
fun.
is very much more just like, she's just like going through different phobias and manias like alphabetically.
Oh,
So I'm
interesting.
not like super paying attention, but it like it's interesting enough. I thought it was gonna be, I think maybe if it was like in a different format,
Yeah, that's
not
fair.
audio, but in that like.
Yeah.
Maybe more like genres of phobia instead of just like literally going through it alphabetical. Like it's kind of like, But she has like a British accent, so it's so it's entertaining that way.
That's so funny.
But I feel like I got a whole bunch of like audiobooks recently that I but like haven't started, so maybe in this spring, slightly before it gets too hot summer.
Yes.
I'll have to read more. Yes. Do you have like a list? I mean, we always have a TBR. Do you have an actual like, okay, no, for reals, this is what I'm going to read next?
I mean, as far as immediately what I'm going to read next, I am not 100% sure, but I am still working through my collection of Ursula Le Guin writing essays mm-hmm. called The Wave in the Mind. Mm-hmm. And then I want to read The Writing of Fiction by Wharton.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is overlay, but just I'm like, I hardly read anything while I was away, and I'm like, I'm gonna read these 7 books by the time I get back in the next 2 weeks, despite the fact that I have to finish 2 of the ones that I'm currently reading. Yep. Whatever, it's fine. I have When We Were Magic by Sarah Gailey on my list, which is another YA witch book that I want to read for comp title reasons. I have Life After Life by Kate Atkinson on my list, which was like all over, like, a few years ago, maybe it was like popular.
Let's see, yeah, like the name sounds right, but I have no idea what it.
Yeah, it's like I think there was like a fox on the cover in like snowy landscape for inexplicable reasons.
Okay,
because I don't. Maybe there's reasons once I read the book, but it basically is following a character who, to my understanding, like keeps living her life and then like being reborn and living it slightly differently. So again, it's another one that I'm reading to see how that's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like I'm not quite sure if it's like every time she dies she ends up being born in the same way again and then like gets another chance to do it over. Unclear. I'm not 100% sure. We'll find out when I read it. And then another one I have on my list is Moonheart by Charles DeLint, which is a portal fantasy, which I believe is Canadian. It might actually be taking place in either Ottawa or Toronto, which is so funny.
So weird.
Also, just said Toronto. So weird.
Oh, man.
Yes, I've been having to overpronounce Toronto for everyone here because otherwise nobody knows what you're talking about. They're like, oh, where are you from?
So funny. I'm
like,
oh.
Toronto, not Toronto. Anyway, so that, and then I want to read The Magician's Trilogy by Lev Grossman, but that might have to wait because it's a whole trilogy. So
yeah.
Yeah, also a portal fantasy. So anyway, everything I'm reading is for some kind of research purpose,
which is good. Yeah.
What about you? What's on your list?
Well, definitely, like, the books that I got at TCAF, so, nice. Oh my god, what is going on? Everything's being loud. Random alarms in the middle of the afternoon, that make no sense. we're just like, okay, sure. I got a couple of books at TCAF, so, again, Cannibals. It's just, like, a comic issue kind of a thing, so, like, it won't take very long, but I've just kind of been saving it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got Vicious Creatures by Sarah Gordon, which it seems sort of like, you know, like fairy tale short stories, but like horror-esque. Mm. And then the books that I got when I was in New York, Dennis Lehane has a new book out called Small Mercies.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, I literally feel like I had like looked like a few months ago and didn't see anything coming up, so I was like, oh, whatever. And then I was just, like, walking, and it was just, like, on the counter, and I was like, so, same idea. It's, you know, I don't know, a child dies in Boston. The usual.
The usual Dennis.
Yeah, something bad happens to kids. Where's the... Oh, wait, I had it here, the little... summer of 1974, heat wave blankets Boston, and Mary Pat Fantasy is trying to stay one step ahead of bill collectors. She lived in Southie the whole time. Her teenage daughter stays out too late and doesn't come home. The same night, a young black man is found dead, struck by a subway train under mysterious circumstances. Seems unconnected. Maybe they are connected, etc., etc. And then I got a graphic novel horror story horror short story collection. Well, how do you? There's too many.
Yeah.
Too many adjectives, whatever those words are, descriptors that I don't know what order they're supposed to go in. But it's like manga, so it's like.
Oh, cool.
Right to left, left to right. Yeah.
Yes.
The other way. Yes. But it's like a collection of short stories. It's called Tomb by Junji Ito. Nice. And it was one of those where, like, I was like looking at it and I was like, this looks so cool. Cause like the little blurb was like that same kind of a thing, you know, countless tombstones stand in a row throughout a small community, forming a bizarre tableau. What fate awaits a brother and a sister after a traffic accident? You know, a girl falls silent, her tongue transformed into a slug. a man moves into a new town to find the house next door only has a single window because his neighbor's grotesque. And you're just like, what are all these stories?
Oh my god. That sounds cool.
Yeah. And I currently from Hoopla, shout out, have The Losers, which is, I think it's like a whole series, but it's Andy Deagle and Jock. It was made into a movie with like Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Idris Elba.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah, 2000.
I've never seen it, but I've always meant to.
It's fun. Like, it's one of those like fun, and it has, what's her face? It literally has so many people in it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fun. Cause they're all like CIA operatives that like get kicked out and left for dead, and so it's them trying to like, you know, stick it to the man and come back and whatever.
Nice.
And then there was another one of the free borrows called Surfside Girls, and it's another like YA one where like something supernatural starts happening in this Surfside town, and like the girls try to like.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
But since I finished my thrillers, and I was like, oh, I should probably start another one. So there's The Writing Retreat by Julia Bartz. Mm. I've wanted to read that one for a while, so we'll see. But I also have, like, Velvet Was the Night by Sylvia Marina Garcia. So, like, and...
Yeah, that is so on my list.
We were talking, like, I want to finish The Book of Magic, too. There's just...
Right.
But yeah, like, yesterday I definitely sat out there for, like, 3 hours reading. So this sort of, like, nice spring, not hot... Mm. More afternoons so that the sun is over my is past my balcony,
yes,
like reading time. So hopefully this will be, I will do all of the reading.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Love that.
Cool. What is coming up next? I don't even know.
Next is, I think we're talking about Canadian authors next.
Oh, cool. We can totally do that. That's something that we know, right? Yeah.
And I'm realizing now, I think I wrote that in the show notes of our last episode, that was our next episode. And clearly that's a mistake. This is the next episode after that last one. The next episode.
Yes.
Is the Canadian authors. Sweet. I will go fix that. I'll fix that when I do up these show notes for you guys.
So that's what we'll have in 2 weeks from now. If you are reading along in the book club book, we are reading Memory Police, and I'm completely spacing on the author's name just because
I've forgotten.
It's Yoko Ogawa. And we learned on the last episode that it seems new, but it's because it was from 1994, but translated to English in the last few years.
Very recently.
So that's why we will now read it, and I'm very excited for that.
Me too.
And I'm, you know, excited for you to come home. We're actually going to hang out and do things. Yay!
You cut out there and I did not hear anything you said.
That was awesome because you cut out for me and I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Cool. Okay, so like seven. Perfect. I've got all kinds of notes for all these different things. I had said... So yeah, I'm just excited for you to come home and we're going to hang out and go to bookstores and do the things and do writing again.
Yes.
I need writing alone together time with someone.
Yeah, we need to do that. I think we're going to have to like schedule that in like at least a weekly
thing. I'm in. Done. No problem. I'm in. But yeah, so as for everything else, we will be back in 2 weeks. You can find us on Instagram at Another Book Podcast. or on our website, AnotherBookOnTheShelf.com. We'll see you then.